Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Blake Griffin Day, everybody. This is Matt Shook, your host for Locked On Pistons, and this is the episode for Thursday, February 1st. You can find me on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, and also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Thanks, everyone, for jumping on board there. I think we're over about 500 followers now, so happy about that, and inching towards 3,000 on the personal account. So get on there as well. We also got a Facebook page with over 700 followers on there as well. So join us on the discussion there at Lockdown Pistons-Matt Shook. But like I said, Blake Griffin introduced to the Detroit media on Wednesday, and he'll be in uniform and playing tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to be looking at that game and what to look for, and also the best things that Blake Griffin said at his press conference on Wednesday with the Detroit media. And we're also going to be talking about who the pressure is on now to deliver for the Pistons. But hey, guys, the big game is here, and it's time to cash in big and bet the big game at mybookie.ag. If you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect weekend to get into the action. Do you have a hunch on who's going to win the coin toss or what color Gatorade the winning coach will be wearing? Log on now, check out the props, and get in on the action. Don't just watch the game. Lay down some money and be a part of it. Join me and thousands of online players and start betting at mybookie.ag. MyBookie is the industry-leading online sportsbook, and its players enjoy the fastest payouts in the business when they win. I would only recommend a service that's been good to me and our listeners, and that's why I urge you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay, without any hassles. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They even have in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after kickoff if you screw up the original one. Join now and score free cash to place your Super Bowl wager on the house. Right now, MyBookie is giving away up to $1,000 to every new player. Sign up today to score an instant 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's right. If you join with $100, you'll get $150 bankroll to play with. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA to activate the offer. Play, win, and get paid. But as I mentioned before, the Pistons will be taking on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. The Pistons, coming one game removed from an 8-game losing streak, are 8.5-point favorites in what should be a fascinating and exciting night in Detroit. The Grizzlies are one of the worst teams in the league. Their star point guard, Mike Conley, is out for the season after undergoing heel surgery. The team is also sitting leading scorer Tyreke Evans, as they will be trading him before the February 8th trade deadline and don't want to risk injury. He's been very good for them this year, even leading Mark Gasol in scoring, although Gasol at the center spot is still the team's best player. This is a tanking team in every sense of the word, and it's tanking season now, ladies and gentlemen. So right into February already, the dog days, these teams are already making their tanking pushes to get in the top portion of the first round lottery there. So you've got to take advantage of those kind of things if you're going to be making a playoff push. Memphis is also coming off of a back-to-back. So, I mean, for all the emotion that should be in Little Caesars Arena tonight, this is a must-win. This is a game that the Pistons got to have. And they also, Memphis, they played hard in a 105-101 loss on Wednesday to Indiana, coming into Detroit late at night. So you might expect a letdown for a team that played well on Wednesday, had a nice effort, but all the signs are there for a mybookie.ag Matt Shook special. But with that 8.5-point number, I can't exactly throw out the guarantee out there, so I can't give that to you. But if you're looking for the new guys, they should be pretty easy to find. The new guys will be wearing threes on their jersey. Number 13 is Bryce Johnson, the second-year guy out of North Carolina as part of the deal. And, of course, number 23, Blake Griffin, the headliner of the deal. And number 33, Willie Reed. So with apologies to Grant Hill there, Willie Reed snatched up 33. Blake Griffin couldn't wear number 32 because, as you know, it is retired for Richard Hamilton. The last 23, by the way, for the Pistons, Irsan Ilyasova. So went from Irsan Ilyasova to Blake Griffin and Michael Jordan's old number. The other notables for the Pistons include a father-son combo and Walker Russell Sr. and then Walker Russell Jr. from Rochester. Cedric Sabalas wore number 23 for the Pistons. Aaron McKee donned number 23 for the Pistons. Detroiter Earl Curtin wore number 23 for the Pistons. And perhaps the most famous one from the Bad Boys days, Mark Aguirre from Chicago, wore the number 23. Blake Griffin and the guys did not practice on Wednesday because all the players had not yet passed their physicals, but they will be in the lineup and ready to go, and you would presume that Blake Griffin will get heavy minutes and also play a starting role, starting and starring role for Stan Van Gundy's Pistons as they take on Marc Gasol and the Memphis Grizzlies. So we will see what happens tonight, but I've got some highlights from Wednesday night. They didn't play on the court, but some highlights from the Blake Griffin press conference at the Palace of Auburn Hills, where the Pistons still practice, by the way, in case you didn't know this. They still practice at the facility up at the Palace, and the team offices are still up there until the training facility is finished at the New Center area in downtown Detroit near the Henry Ford Hospital. But we're going to be talking about that press conference and what was said that was a nice touch by Blake Griffin and also some of the other guys. Bryce Johnson and Willie Reed were there, along with general manager Jeff Bauer, the number two in the organization for Jeff Van Gundy in terms of basketball operations. Arn Tellem and Tom Gores, of course, on the business operations, being on top of those guys even. But if your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, then your company should be sponsoring this podcast. Locked On Pistons is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 to 44. So if you want to reach men between the ages of 18 and 44, that coveted demo, this is your spot. Plus, our rates are reasonable. So email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
I want to play where a team wants me, and that's why I'm excited about being here.
And with that, Blake Griffin was a member of the Detroit Pistons. We're going to be talking about who the pressure is really on now that Blake Griffin joins the team tonight for the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. The three newest Pistons, Bryce Johnson, Willie Reed, Blake Griffin, met with the media for about a half hour at the Palace of Auburn Hills on Wednesday afternoon. Jeff Bauer was kind of the MC of the press conference. Stan Van Gundy was kind of the front man for the stand-up comedy duo. So he was the host, and then I guess the MC was maybe Jeff Bauer. And of course, the headliner was Blake Griffin. But Stan Van Gundy in his intro kind of said how he's been doing all the talking the last couple days, and really the last few years, if you want to get serious about the Detroit Pistons. But went on to hand it over to Jeff Bauer, and Bauer gave a little opening statement thanking everyone involved. And then Blake Griffin went on to talk about how he spent a lot of time with Reggie Jackson this past summer, went on to say that Andre Drummond is a, quote, monster, and that he's bigger and more physical than DeAndre Jordan. He said as a joke that the East is a lot colder than the Western Conference, but he sees the opportunity for the Pistons in the East to make a run and maybe getting in the playoffs. He also said later on that he found out through other people and through Twitter, and he was disappointed, but the Clippers didn't let him know that this trade might be a possibility and that he was kind of blindsided about it. Afterwards, he put up a post right when he found out on Twitter of a gif of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air being surprised about something. It was pretty good stuff. Blake Griffin is a stand-up comedy guy. He's done stand-up routines. There's a good YouTube clip out there where he actually talks about being traded and having it compared to a marriage. I won't try to retell the joke. You should check it out yourself, but it's pretty good there. He also talked about not just stand-up clips, but about how after he talked to Stan Van Gundy on Monday night about the trade, he got on the Synergy, the online database of videos and other things for basketball, coaching staffs mostly, and also some of the media members are on there as well. I'm not on Synergy, by the way. I should get an account. But he looked at the Pistons personnel and some of the sets as well, got familiar with it, did a little bit of studying. And he was also, I was just kind of struck when Blake Griffin kept bringing up Reggie Jackson a couple of times, kind of unnudged for it. It makes sense that there might be a bond there. It's really, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it's two guys that maybe aren't very liked around the league, as far as I can tell. Certainly Blake Griffin is a guy who falls under that category as a guy who's kind of targeted by opponents over the years. I think Reggie Jackson, and of course the Oklahoma City fallout and Russell Westbrook is kind of maybe coloring my vision of Reggie Jackson's perception in that way, but I feel like he gets a lot of disrespect around the league from certainly from media members and pundits and whatnot, but I feel like from players even that Reggie Jackson's talents are a little bit, goaded and made fun of and stuff like that. But like I said, kind of unnudged, unprompted, Blake Griffin went out of his way to talk about Reggie a few times. I thought that was very interesting. Maybe that's the beginning of a bond with that group. And of course, Andre Drummond being a little bit more of a follower character-wise, maybe you could see those three guys kind of fitting in and meshing in those ways as kind of outlaws of the league in a bad boys kind of way. And I don't want to project too much of the history of the Pistons onto these three players in this current group, because obviously they haven't done anything to win or earn being put into that bad boys or going to work era. But I'm always trying to piece together those big picture things and maybe seeing things where they aren't quite at. But some of the more interesting stuff from the press conference was Mike Stone from 97.1, the famous Stoney that we all know from Detroit radio, asked about not having a no-trade clause. And Blake went on to say that he didn't want to be where he wasn't wanted. So he kind of made another dig at the Clippers there. The quote, the famous money quote from the press conference was probably, "This is where I want to be," quote. "This is a place that wants me, and that's the type of organization that I want to play for. I wouldn't want to be stuck in a place where it wasn't working." And apparently that is what the Clippers thought was going on in LA, and hence Detroit. And $171 million investment later, Griffin is on a plane, putting on a winter coat, and coming to the Detroit area. Bryce Johnson and Willie Reed also introduced the press conference. Bryce Johnson was with the Clippers G League team when he found out about the trade. He said he was walking his dog while he was finding out about the deal. And he also said that when asked what he knows about Detroit, the first thing he said was it's the birthplace of Motown. So we know that Bryce is ready to check out the museum and learn more about the history and everything there. Willie Reed, earlier in the press conference, Blake Griffin was asked about Detroit fans and the organization kind of gravitating toward the Dennis Rodman, Ben Wallace types. Griffin kind of shrugged that off in terms of his play type. I mean, obviously, Griffin's a more talented player and not quite as rugged as those guys are all, although Griffin has proven to be a pretty tough player over the years. But Willie Reed went on to say that he's one of those type of players of Ben Wallace and Dennis Rodman. He said it respectfully. He wasn't trying to say he is like those guys or better than those guys or anything like that. So it was nice to see that. I really do feel like Willie Reed might be a player that catches on here. It'd be interesting to see him out there tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies in addition to Blake Griffin, of course. But you would think that a lot of talk about Blake Griffin getting the five-man, you know, the small ball 5 minutes when Andre Drummond's on the bench, and that kind of phases Eric Morland out of the lineup. But there certainly is a need for, you know, foul trouble and maybe getting some of those guys some other minutes on the bench too. So you would think that there'd be 8 to 10 or 12, maybe even 6 on some nights, or maybe even more than that on some nights for another center, whether that be Eric Morland or Willie Reed. But it's going to be interesting to see how those guys fit in as well. Blake Griffin, he said all the right things in the press conference. Tom Gores, the owner of the Pistons, wasn't at the press conference, but I repeated, I guess, later on to Rod Beard of the Detroit News, maybe it was a teleconference or something, and told reporters that it was all about winning. Sure, of course, they want butts in the seats at Little Caesars Arena, and that's not a quote, but he talked about how winning was the way to get that to happen. So, again, they won the press conference, and it's not hard to do in the middle of the season when you're talking about a team that's making a big deal and everyone wants to get in nice with their new fans and new media and stuff like that. But certainly Blake Griffin, a well-spoken guy who does commercials and certainly can handle questions from our friends Vince Ellis and Rod Beard and of the like, and Mike Stone and stuff like that from the Detroit media, Matt Shepard and those guys. But he did well. He stood up well to the Detroit media. And now let's play some basketball. But speaking of Detroit sports and Detroit media, Locked On Lions should be your go-to podcast for the Detroit Lions. Matt Derry of Detroit Radio, you should be checking that out every day. He's the host. They put it out every day. And you should also be checking out the other NBA podcasts that we have here on the Locked On Network. There's one for each NFL and NBA team as well. But after this break, we're going to be talking about who the Blake Griffin trade puts the pressure on now. But like I said, the Locked On Network. Listen to us, your team, every day. The Pistons picked up a player who is widely regarded as one of the smartest players in the NBA, and they have a coach who is widely regarded as one of the best minds in basketball. Stan Van Gundy proved it early on this year with some innovative sets to get Andre Drummond away from the basket in the high post, some dribble handoffs, working as a passer, getting his assist levels up to unheard-of levels, to career highs by a wide margin. And we couldn't even imagine that Andre Drummond, after watching him last season, would do some of the things that he was doing early on in the season. The organization that Stan Van Gundy came and brought in and convinced Tom Gores that he was the guy to not only coach this team, but be the president of basketball operations. He brought in full-time pro scouts. One of his old assistant coaches, Brendan Malone, is in New York on as a kind of a special assignment scout. They've got 4 or 5 full-time pro scouts around the country that all they do is watch NBA basketball. Quentin Richardson, the former player, he is down in Florida as one of these names. Some other familiar faces there for the Detroit organization. Their job for those guys is to find those diamonds in the rough, because Detroit can't get those top flight free agents, so they got to find those diamonds in the rough. That was the company line every time we talked about Boban and the offer sheet. We talked about John Lure. We talked about Langston Galloway this past summer, and those have been abject failures for how they have been so far. So it's time for the fruits of those pro scouts and the organization that Stan Van Gundy set up to show their worth, not only with guys like Bryce Johnson, who might have an NBA future himself, Willie Reed, who should be able to fit in, hopefully, for the bench for the Pistons, but obviously Blake Griffin being a guy who should be able to fit in and hopefully fit in as soon as possible for the Detroit Pistons. Not only Stan Van Gundy, not only Jeff Bauer, but assistant general manager Pat Garrity, the former Orlando Magic player. He's number two in the front office, I guess number three if you include Van Gundy, but under Jeff Bauer, Pat Garrity's in there. He's a guy that many believe could run his own team someday. Jeff Nix is an assistant general manager for the Pistons. He kind of runs the pro scouting department. It's time for those guys to show their worth and to not only, I mean, we can all watch Blake Griffin and know he's a great NBA player, and it's debatable about whether he's going to ever be the same player that he was a few years ago, but we'll see how the injuries and everything themselves take care of itself. But the Pistons have a huge opportunity with some all sorts of home games. I think they're 8 of 9 of their next games that are home, 6 or so of their next consecutive games are at home. That only one road game is Atlanta. The only road games after that are Charlotte and some other winnable games as well. So Stan Van Gundy, Blake Griffin, those guys have to hit the ground running. There has to be practice efficiency over these next couple weeks in the short term to put in as many sets and have Blake Griffin get to know his teammates as quickly as possible. They were kind of robbed of a practice day on Wednesday while the physicals and paperwork were all still getting taken care of. They're getting a smart player, like I said, and Blake Griffin, and someone who should be able to handle it. So it's, guess what? It's time. There's no grace period. It's time for Stan Van Gundy and these guys to hit the ground running. They need to perform some more, you know, tactical maneuvers that worked out early on in the season. They got to flip the script and come up with a whole new offense based around their new best player and have to do it kind of on the fly. It's going to be a huge challenge for Stan Van Gundy and that coaching staff, guys like Aaron Gray, guys like Tim Hardaway, and other players that are alongside Stan Van Gundy on the Pistons bench. So this team has to win, and they have to win now, because that schedule, there's 34 games left, and the easy ones are now. The tough trip out west, that's coming later. Some of those tougher games that the Pistons still have later on in the schedule, some of those tough stretches, those are later. The winnable games are right now, and Blake Griffin is a Piston right now. So the gimmies are here, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, and non-gender-specific individuals are trying to be inclusive here on Locked On Pistons. So the Pistons have to win, and that starts with the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at home in Little Caesars Arena. Miami on Saturday, some more games coming up. The Clippers are coming into town soon. Should be emotional for Blake Griffin to play his former team. Avery Bradley and Tobias Harris, coincidentally, will be playing for Doc Rivers and the Clippers. That'll be a crazy night on a Friday, a week from Friday coming up as well. So a lot of intrigue with the Pistons. I'm interested to see how it goes. I'm interested to get back on the mic and do Friday's podcast. Who knows what's going to happen? You would think that the Pistons get the win at least. Vegas seems to think so as well, but I want to let you guys get in touch with me on Twitter. Let me know what you think while this game is going on. And also, if you got a feeling about it, I didn't drop the recommendation, but get on MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag, especially for the big game this weekend, the Super Bowl as well. The Eagles taking on the Patriots. I know everyone is going to be watching that as well, checking out Tom Brady trying to win Super Bowl VI, I believe, for him. So go to mybookie.ag, use promo code LOCKEDONNBA, support the show, support the Lockdown Network, make sure that I'm got this nice little side gig and keep that going as time goes on. Maybe it'll even be turning into more than a side gig in the future. We'll see. But we're going to be talking big about Blake-a-Palooza on Thursday tonight against Memphis and how that went at Little Caesars Arena. Follow the Lockdown NBA Network on Lockdown NBA Net as well. Go to iTunes, give us a rating, give us a subscription if you're not subscribed yet. Follow us on all the social media channels, including Facebook, at our new Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook Facebook page as well. But thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you again soon.